Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls, and this is a podcast about better parenting, okay? If that is not your goal, you are in the wrong place. You are not going to like anything I'm about to say. Okay, you want to be here? Cool, got you. Hey, my name is Chantal, and today I want to talk about appearance and why it matters, okay? This is episode 15. This season is mainly preteen, teen topic focus, okay? It's not that I'm acting like babies don't exist or toddlers don't exist or terrible twos don't exist. I understand, but that is just not the focus this season. The focus is preteens and teenagers. And I want to talk about appearance because people love to lie about how you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but people do it every day, which is why people go with certain publicists to publish their book so it can sell, so it can catch someone's eye. And they put in the money behind the marketing because how you appear matters, okay? So I hate when people say you cannot judge a book by its cover. People do it all the time, okay? And how our kids seem to others matters, okay? How your kid dresses when they leave the house says something about who's dressing them, who's in charge of them, who's guiding them, who's not teaching them, and who taught them that this was okay. So if you don't want to be looked at in second person because this child's not young enough to make these decisions, who's buying these clothes, who's allowing them to leave the house looking like this, who has this child outside in the middle of winter with no coat, no hat, and in flip-flops, then their appearance matters, okay? And there's a few points that I want to talk about in this episode, such as, who are you hanging around that feels like it's okay for you to act like that and look like that? What do you wear when you're going to an interview? What do you wear when you're going to church? What do you wear when you're going to your grandparents' house? What do you wear when you're out with your friends? What do you wear when you're getting ready for school? All of these things matter. And all of these things should have a slight change, a slight different look. How do you clean yourself? How do you clean your room? How do you keep your house clean? How do you present yourself to the world? How do you know when you're ready? How do you treat strangers in authority, friends, family? Because that's another thing with appearance is, how does your child act and how do they treat other people? What are your feelings about your body? Who has a say on what your body looks like? Where did you learn a standard for what your body should be? Because these kids don't really pay attention to magazines like I used to growing up. But they do pay attention to social media. They do pay attention to videos. They do pay attention to YouTube. And they do pay attention to what gets attention. Okay? And that's not always a good thing. How do you stay active? Right? I think a lot of kids from a young age get stuck into devices in the house and not really moving their body. There's not a lot of kids outside playing tag. There's not a lot of kids playing outside. What we used to play? We used to play Blind Man's Bluff. We used to play Red Light, Green Light. We used to play there's another game we used to play where, especially if you lived in apartments, you would have teams and you would go from building the building, running through it and tagging people and getting people out of the game. Like, we used to play that all day. We were active. We was playing basketball. We were playing foursquare, jump rope, double dutch, all types of stuff. These kids are not active. So, of course, they're overweight. Of course, they're unhealthy. How do you appear on social media? What does your social media page say about you? What can people assume from it? What is your personality like? How do you show what you value and how you dress yourself and how you speak and how you treat people? How do you speak to people? Whose opinion about you matters? How do you behave without people of authority around. These are all things when it comes to your child's appearance that matter, right? And for me specifically, I get really into it talking about hygiene, how you dress yourself, how you behave in public, your personality, how people may judge you, how you pick who you hang with, and ways to keep yourself active so you're not stuck, you know, 5 years later wondering how you became 250 pounds at 15. No shade, but nobody should be 250 pounds at 15. That is something that was ignored for years. Who is buying the food in the house? Who is giving the money for snacks? Who is not creating a boundary? And then if you want your kid to eat healthy, you can't be the one bringing in the chips. You can't be the one bringing in the junk food. You can't be the one that doesn't want to cook. You can't be the one bringing in the soda. You can't be the one ordering takeout every other night. Kids do what they see. Kids repeat what other people repeat. Kids ignore what other people ignore. Okay? And you really have to know your child's personality traits. There are 5 different personality traits, and I think in between each, you'll figure out how you need to train and guide your child. Is your child open? Is your child agreeable to things? Is your child someone who's always going to challenge you? Is your child very conscious of what they do, how they speak to other people, how they treat other people? Like, there's a lot of factors where, yes, we give birth to these kids or we help procreate and make these kids. And we spend a lifetime learning a human that we help create. It is not, I had this kid. This kid is just like me. I know what they think. I know what they want. I know what they're going to do. No. Every child is different. Every personality is different. And it is my job to learn the 2 people that I gave birth to, but to also guide the 2 people that I gave birth to. So when it comes to like their hygiene, I'm definitely going to be talking to them about how to do their hair, when to clean their clothes, how to tie their shoes properly, when to know when to clean your ears. Why it's important for you to change your pillowcase. A lot of kids have a lot of face acne because they like to lay on the floor, or they like to have their blankets on the floor or their pillows. And the thing with kids is you're very active. There's oils coming out of your skin. And if you have that pillow on the floor and that pillow is dirty, or you're sleeping with that pillow repeatedly and you don't change that pillow and you don't change that pillowcase, you're just putting dirt on your face. And think about how long you sleep. Some people sleep for 5 hours. Some people sleep for 6 hours. Some people sleep for 7 hours. So that's 7 hours of oil and dirt from last week sitting on your face. And it is rare that kids get up and wash their face properly. They really don't. So, of course, you're going to have acne on your face. You're going to have bumps on your face. You're going to have a rash on your face. Right? And you're not going to feel that great about yourself. Brushing your teeth. Nobody wants to smell your breath. Using deodorant. Giving them a travel deodorant. Why you should wash your face at least 3 times a day. Drying yourself off properly. If you do not dry yourself off properly when you come out of the shower or the bath, you're going to have like a lingering sour smell. Because your skin is damp. And a lot of these kids do not lotion. Okay? But you should lotion yourself, because when you lotion yourself and you feel moisturized, you feel better. And when you feel better, you treat other people better. And it's just, you know, the best of both worlds, okay? You feel good, I feel good. You look good, I look good, period. How you dress yourself matters. Did you iron your clothes? Do you have on an undershirt? What you're wearing will look better if you tuck in your pants. Are you wearing a belt? You know what I'm saying? All of these things matter. Do you have shorts under your skirt? Do you have tights under your skirt? Are you wearing the right socks? Do you have clean shoes? You shouldn't reveal too much. Okay? There's a time and a place to wear certain things. If you're going to a party and you don't know anybody there, maybe you don't.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy, Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
I want to wear the mini skirt. Maybe you want to wear like a t-shirt, some jeans and a belt, and some sneakers. Okay? When you want to wear things that are a bit more show-offish, where you're wearing a mini skirt, you're wearing like some shoes with a heel on it, you have your toes out, or you have like a low-cut shirt, you want to be around people you trust. You want to be somewhere where you know what the environment is. Okay? But these are all things that you have to be talking to your preteens about, your teenagers about, your boys about. Talk to your boys about when they should know when it's time to shave, when it's time to clean their ears, when it's time to schedule an appointment for the barber. I shouldn't have to tell you to schedule an appointment for your barber. You know, talk to your boys about when it's time to change your bed sheets, when it's time to change your pillows. You had that pillow since you were 6 years old. You're 15 now. We need to throw that away. Like, all of these things matter. All of these things matter. That way they grow up into be, you know, self-educated adults. Somebody else doesn't have to teach them while trying to be in a relationship with them. When it comes to your child's personality, also a part of their appearance is, are they kind? Are they honest? Are they sensitive? Are they confident? Are they proactive? Are they creative? Are they silly? You know, are they like the funny person at work, the funny person at school? Are they self-aware? Do they look out for other people? That's part of their personality. But if they don't see these things, then they won't do these things. If you don't talk to them about the qualities that come with this, then they won't do these things. All right? The next thing that's most important about your child's appearance is, how do they behave in public? Are they loud? Do they cuss? Do they cut people off that they say that they're friends with in conversation? Do they hold their head down when they walk into a room when they're nervous? Are they super quiet? Do they throw trash on the floor? Do they wait till they find a trash can? Do they pick on people because they're bored or they feel insecure about another person coming around that they think is better than them? Do they do inappropriate things for laughs, for attention? Do their friends boss them around? Do they respect other people? Do people respect them? Do they know how to give compliments? Do they know how to set a boundary? Do they know what to say when it comes to peer pressure? You know? Do they share with other people? Do they overshare? Are they willing to help other people? Like, these are great traits that teachers might look at, people at the workplace might look at. I think I should give them a promotion. I think they should be able to do an overnight and I could trust them with that responsibility. Like, these are things that show up in their personality. Like, and I think parents know which of their kids might go to college, which of their kids might be able to run their own business, which of their kids will be an employee forever because they're just all over the place, they're not organized, and they have no concept of time. Like, you should know who your kids are slightly. When it comes to who your kids hang with, you should know who they would probably hang with or who they are not hanging with slightly. You know, do teachers speak to them with a happy face or do they always have like a frown before they say something to them? Do they do the right thing at school? Do they do the right thing when nobody's around? Do they laugh more than they complain? Do you like their friends? When you overhear their friends speaking, is that someone you would want your kid around? Do their friends like similar things? Are their friends interesting? Are they respectful? Would you want to meet their friends' parents? Do you know their friends' parents? Do you know what their friends' home environment is like or where they're from? Do you know how to do something for both of them? So like if they come over, I think they would like to go here to eat. Or I will ask them if they want to, you know, go to this arcade together. Or should I drop them off at the mall? Like things like that. You have to know and slightly see who your kid is hanging around. Because a lot of times who your child is hanging around, what those kids' habits are become your child's habits. When it comes to your child being active, if they're not in sports, do they walk? Do y'all walk and talk? Do you have a pet? Are they exercising? Do they dance? Do they sing? Do they do drama club? Do they have a job after work? You know, what are they eating? Do they eat healthy? Do they just eat junk? Do you take them to their doctors regularly? Do you take them to the dentist? Do you know what's going on? Are they on their cycle? Did they go through puberty? Are they sexually active? Are they not sexually active? Do they even know the do's and don'ts with that? Do they have curfew? Do they not have curfew? When's the last time you checked their backpack? Do you know what they're taking to school? Do you know if they're changing their clothes at school? Like, get to know your kids. Get to know your kids, okay? Because kids are in a lot more than a lot of parents think. And there's a lot of parents paying for their kids' phone bill right now that's scared to check their kids' phone. Scared to look at those calls. Scared to put a time limit on their kids' phones. Let me tell you something. I don't have no problem turning off access to internet on an iPad. My kids do not have phones because I believe they don't need them. I believe giving my child a phone, either one of them will do a disservice to their attention span. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't create as much. Their self-esteem will be not the best. It will be this constant comparing to what other people have versus what they have. And I don't think that's healthy. So there's a lot of things that go into the do's and the don'ts and the checking in and why you should focus on how your child appears to public. And I'm going through having a child that doesn't care about what she looks like when she leaves the house. She doesn't care about, you know, her clothes being crushed. She doesn't care about her shoes being untied. And me personally, I'm going to get on your nerves until you dress appropriately in my eyes. Now, after you're like 18 and you want to live by yourself and you want to live somewhere else, how you represent yourself is how you represent yourself. But as long as I'm here and I'm taking care of you and I'm providing you food, shelter, comfort, guidance, I'm going to tell you how you should present yourself. And if I have to keep telling you to clean...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Your sneakers before you wear them to school, I'm going to end up taking those sneakers from you. I am. Because it just doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not going to feel like I should reward you with something nice and something new if you're not taking care of it. I'm not going to want to go out my way to do something nice and something thoughtful for you because I know you want to appreciate it. So talk to your teenagers, talk to your preteens, and tell them to take care of their things. Because if you don't take care of this now, why would I reward you with more later? That just doesn't make sense to me. But anywho, I hope this episode helps someone, pass it along to someone else. And if you are looking for ways to support this podcast, you can on shandypodden.com, or you could click the donation link in the show notes and you could donate anything you would like to the podcast. I do appreciate it. Or you can go on Cozy Womb Shop, purchase something that you can keep for yourself. And also that helps me have funds to do things with for the pod. I appreciate you. Thank you again for listening to another episode. My name is Shan. You can find me at shanbypodden.com and the CZYWMB pod or podcast on IG and Twitter. And if you want to email me, it's cozywombmama@gmail.com. I'll check you next time on another episode. Peace.
Hi, Lucy. Hello, Lucy.